Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Train your body. Here's exercise physiologist Melanie Cole, MS.
You've heard about the really hot fitness trend called CrossFit, and you hear that it's actually a conditioning program for police academies and tactical operations and military personnel, and you think to yourself, well, why would I want to even be doing that? That sounds like that boot camp training, but it's really not. They're different. And here to tell us about that is Neil Pyer. He's a nationally noted expert on fitness and personal training, and he's a fellow of the American College of Sports Medicine. Welcome to the show, Neil. CrossFit, what is it? How does it differ from boot camp, and do you like it or not?
Thanks, Melanie. My philosophy on CrossFit continues to evolve. the thing about anything that's hot in the marketplace is you will have raving fans on one side, and you'll have those that'll just poo-poo it no matter what on the other side. And in my humble opinion, it has its place, like any other exercise program does have its place. It has, it fits some people's needs for performance-based training. And I believe it's all about performance. The whole philosophy behind CrossFit is about performance. And if you're a tactical professional, whether it's police, law enforcement, or military, or whatever, it is all about performance when you think about it. It's not like we're just trying to, you know, lose a few pounds and get fit. It's about being able to do activities that, you know, sort of cross the threshold a little bit and push the envelope. It has its place. However, it is not for everyone. You can adapt and adjust what they call the WODs, or the workouts of the day, and put your own personal limitations based on what your limits are into those workouts. But it really doesn't address a lot of the needs of absolute beginners. And when you know that's one of my pet peeves, addressing the needs of the couch potato and the people that are deconditioned and inactive and trying to get them active. The philosophy of CrossFit really is pushing things to the max. You know, the AMRAP, as many reps as possible, or as many rounds as possible. And you're sort of induced to do more. And, you know, it's gotten a bit of a bad rap from a lot of people, and at the same time, it really doesn't fit the mold or meet the needs of a lot of people. So it has its place. It's not something I would recommend for everyone, put it that way.
So it has its place. Who does it have its place for? So if you're a beginner, you're somebody who can't really, you know, follow along, how would you jump into a CrossFit class? And, you know, they sort of market it as saying that you can tailor it to yourself. You don't change the exercises. You just do less of them, or you do, you know, a lighter version, CrossFit Light. How can you do that?
Understood. However, because it is such a performance-based exercise modality or activity, there's a lot of skill involved in some of those movements. Snatches, cleans, clean and jerk, those types of explosive Olympic movements, they're very skill-intensive. It might be simple for someone with experience to do, but someone who hasn't been exercising, who hasn't really done anything, they were never the athlete, but they need to exercise, they need to move, they need to do, you know, they can get sucked into the energy, and it's amazing energy in one of those boxes, sucked into the energy, and they're just not up to it physically, and they're not up to it skill-wise, which then presents an additional problem. If they're not able to do the skills, but they're sort of motivated and pushed to, I got to try this. It's like the person that you're trying to teach a squat to, and they can't hinge at the hip. and they blow out their back or they hurt their back because they're
That's the kind of thing I'm talking about.
That's exactly the problem with anything that's performance based, because usually skill is so intensive. And I mean, it's very simple for me to do a power clean. I've been doing power cleans for 20, 30 years. For someone who's a beginner, they're going not to hinge at the hip. They're going to bend at the lumbar spine. They're going to be in a very weak position. They're going to heave it up by pulling up with their back. That puts them in peril of a back injury. They're going to hurt their shoulder, perhaps, because they're not in the right position. You know, there's a lot going on in a performance-based exercise program.
Well, and besides performance-based, it is. And besides that, it's also a bit competition-based. So, I mean, sort of the person who does the most or the fastest
time,
kind of is the winner, even though there's technically not a winner. But it is sort of also competition-based. Do you think that competition creates a motivational atmosphere? Oh, I got to do better than that guy. Or do you think it creates a more intimidating atmosphere?
Well, it does both, depending on the recipient. That's exactly what I was talking about before when I said AMRAP, as many repetitions as possible. You're sort of either motivated to do more than you're really capable of, and the examples are out there of people trying to do repetitions and kipping pull-ups and explosive movements that they're just not ready to perform. Those who are CrossFit aficionados, those that are in shape, that are athletic, they thrive on this type of program because the whole athletic team, that whole one more rep, come on, they live by that, and they have the experience, the physiological capabilities and the experience to thrive in that environment. Someone who doesn't have that, who doesn't have the skills and is not fit, they're gonna struggle.
Now, so in a club, for example, Neil, when you see a CrossFit class and you want to go in, you know, we've done a lot of shows here on Train Your Body about going to your first step class or, you know, spinning class or what you can expect. If you wanted to walk into a CrossFit class, are these military-looking, instructors, are they walking around helping you at all? Are they just motivating you, or are they helping you in that way with the form? If you're certified to teach CrossFit, does that include what you and I do and maintaining form and working on that? Or are they just pushing you, come on, you can get one more squat with the bar and you can do, that sort of thing?
The limited experience that I've had, and I've had some, but the limited experience I've had with CrossFit it's really the gist of it is that whole team camaraderie and coaching from a motivational standpoint, not an instructional standpoint. It might be the norm. Can't say that it is because I've had some, but limited experience. But still, my problem is that you need to take. It might take someone who is not skilled weeks of constant instruction and practice master something as what I might think as simple as a clean and jerk lift.
And that's the whole thing is for these people. And it starts out with the warm-up, and it's motivational, and the instructor walks around motivating you as opposed to giving you specific instruction. And then they include that workout of the day, and you can do whatever that exercise is as quickly as possible. And they give you this time limit. So if someone is thinking about doing CrossFit, these are the kinds of things you want to think about. As Neil Pyer pointed out here today, you need to think about whether or not this is a workout you can handle. Is that what you're looking for, a performance-based and competition-based workout? And when it comes down to the cool-down and the stretching, you're allowed to stretch out on your own or as a group. And that would be the time also, if you're going to really puke in the trash can, that would probably be the time you get to do that and then finish it off with a nice little glass of water. So CrossFit, if it's for you, you check it out. If not, you see. This is Melanie Cole. You're listening to Train Your Body right here on the award-winning Radio MD. Thanks for listening and stay well.